The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Listening to Loud and Queer on Fresh FM. My name's Jo. On this episode of Loud and Queer, I have an interview with Rohan O'Neill Stevens, and I have the brand new track from Dudley Benson. It's a cover of a song by Herini Melbourne originally, and it is called Pūrerehua. Dudley Benson with Pūrerehua. You are listening to Loud and Queer on Fresh FM. I am very lucky to have Rohan O'Neill Stevens in the studio with me, and I am going to get Rohan to introduce himself.
Kia ora, I'm Rohan. I'm the former Deputy Mayor of Nelson and currently serving as the Transition Director for Arts Council Nelson.
And what does that mean, the Transition Director? And what is Arts Council transitioning to?
Great question. It's a descriptor that is both highly accurate and requires explanation every time. So Arts Council Nelson has been operating in our region for 50 years, basically, well over 50 years now, actually. And we're transitioning into an arts development agency for the region. So looking at how we can provide support to artists, art organisations, and the overall creativity of whakatū. So my job is to take Arts Council and turn it into that new organisation.
Wonderful. And what are you hoping to do?
A lot of it is internal stuff, so making sure that we've got the resourcing and processes to be able to provide more support. But really it's about building upon the foundation of the work that's come before us to say, what are the opportunities? How can we upskill and support the sector? And how can we make sure that creativity is both visible and accessible for all Nelsonians?
Excellent. Now, the reason I dragged you in here today, we've been meaning to do this for a while because I wanted to talk music. You're a local queer about town, and I love to talk music with local queers. So I've asked you to bring in some songs for us. And first of all, I really wanted to, and this is the question I ask everyone, when I say the phrase queer anthem, what song comes to mind?
Yeah, for me, the immediate songs that came to mind were not the song that I selected.
Yeah.
I think often when we talk about queer anthems, we think of the very poppy, your Lady Gaga, your screamable, great on the dance floor type anthems, and they are undoubtedly queer anthems. But for me, I was sort of churning on it, and I was like, I also want a song that I truly, truly love. And so I had to go for everyone's favourite lesbian who's having a moment at the moment, which I'm so grateful to see, which is Brandi Carlile.
Joni Mitchell's number one fan.
Yes, yes. And her biggest song earlier on in her discography, she's done a whole bunch of amazing stuff since then, but The Story, which is kind of a queer anthem in the way of the person singing it is queer, but also it's it's a beautiful love song that is, I guess, so rooted in that experience, but also just to me is musical perfection, the raw emotion, the vocal control, the build, just everything about it brings me so much joy. This is my I'm getting up in the morning, I need to listen to something, The Story. I'm going to bed, I need to listen to something, The Story. I'm having a shower, The Story. It molds perfectly to any situation, whether it's I need hyping up or hyping down.
Well, let's take a listen.
All of these lines across my face tell you the story. So many stories of where I've been, and now I got to where I am. But these stories don't mean anything when you've got no one to tell them to. It's true, I was made for you. I climbed across the mountain tops, swam all across the ocean blue, across all the lands and our local rules. And baby, I broke them all for you, all because even when I was flat broke, you made me feel like a million. You do. hiding the words that don't come out. And all of my friends who think that I'm blessed, they don't know my head is a mess. No.
I'd never actually heard that before, and there was a moment in the song where she has a break in the vocals, and you were like, shh, listen to this bit. This bit's the best bit of the song. And yeah.
It's just that, like, the emotional peak, that raw, like, I actually think what's so impressive about it is the vocal control within, like, the vocal break. Like, it's such a managed emotional, technically, just blows my mind.
It was beautiful. Thank you for sharing that.
My absolute pleasure.
And I also asked you about what you've been really enjoying listening to at the moment.
Yeah, I picked a few. One of them, Brand New Legs. I have no idea where that even came from. It just somehow ended up in my, like, musical rotation. And it was only while sharing it with you that I was like, oh, this is not like a large established band. This is like a small band from Manchester. And I just sort of thought it must have, like, algorithmically emerged as maybe like an industry plant type vibe, but a good one. But no, turns out just a real small one. But something that I'm always enjoying. I grew up on like a pretty pure diet of Flying Nun. And
was that parental influence?
Parental influence that I happily absorbed taken forward. And
what a way to grow up.
Yeah. So just like pure New Zealand music for most of my childhood. I remember the first song that I owned that wasn't by a New Zealand band or wasn't like a CD of one of the classics would have been when I was like 14 off the iTunes store. So it was a very like strict, healthy diet, I'd say, of musical influences. And one of them, Chris Knox, has to be my favorite love song of all time, Not Given Lightly, that just brings me immense joy.
All right. I'm going to play Not Given Lightly and then we'll go into Shade. Who is Shade by?
Brand New Legs.
Excellent.
Hello, my friend. It's morning. Time to wake now. Your body and mind entwined, will have to break now. But I want your flesh, your warmth to stay beside me. Oh, how I wish you could be deep inside me. Show me your eyes, your love, most tender feelings, and I'll give you mine. Truthful and revealing, 'cause it's you that I love, and it's true that I love, it's love not given lightly. But I knew this was love, and it's you that I love, and it's more than what it might be. When we're alone, I cannot always face you. Maybe my mood won't let these arms embrace you. That doesn't mean my love somehow diminished. Give me the time to show our love's unfinished. Cause it's you that I love, and it's true that I love, and it's love not given lightly. But I knew this was love, and it's you that I love, and it's more than what it might be. I need your body, your mind, and your emotions. Shed me your tears till I drown in your oceans. Cause it's you that I love, and it's true that I love. It's love not given lightly, but I knew this was love, and it's you that I love, and it's more than what it might be.
That was Chris Knox with Not Given Lightly. It is one of the choices of my current guest, Rohan.
Yeah, the music video for that was what also always plays in my mind whilst listening to it. Just the very slow zoom out revealing kind of the like family portrait. One of my favorite New Zealand music videos.
Yeah,
such a simple concept done so well.
And I'd forgot that we were going to go straight into the brand new Lex song. This is Shade.
Thank you.
That was Brand New Legs with a Shade. I have Rohan O'Neill Stevens, who is the transition director for the New Arts Development Agency. And I really wanted to ask about what the goal is for the arts sector in Whakatū.
Yeah, it's something like when you've been in Nelson, even for a short amount of time, you'll often hear talk of the good old days of the 90s, the early 2000s. And when I think about our creative sector and where we want to head is actually, it's time to stop looking backwards and actually start looking forwards. Because as much as there was this real vibrancy around in the 90s and 2000s, you know, there was also a lot of voices excluded then. So when I look forward as to what we could be, one, our creative economy has so much untapped potential. We know how much value that things like live performance, but all of the arts can bring to the local economy, but also to our lives and to our collective well-being. So supporting the growth of that side of things, whilst also making sure that we've got the accessibility and the visibility. I mean, to me, on like a, I guess, a more philosophical level, is art is that like such a human thing and such a connecting and shared experience of it's us telling our stories and making kind of a desperate mark of like, we are here, this is who we are. And so it's both about making sure that when you look around, you see arts on the walls. You can hear music and it's easy to go see live music, but also very much woven into the fabric of the city is that like our physical and built environment also is telling those stories about who we are, where we've come from, and where we're going. So there's a lot there, and it's about just taking those things one step at a time, supporting the brilliant things that are currently going on to grow, to be more visible, and supporting when new people come into town with a whole bunch of energy of like, here's your pathways to connecting in with what's already going on, here's avenues to get new things happening, and overall just really lowering that barrier for entry.
Great. I love to hear that. With technology heading the way it's going at the moment, the human factor and the environment around us when we leave our house, that's such an important thing for us to share at the moment.
Yeah, I get very philosophical about it ultimately. Like, most of my day is spent either in like the cold administration side of things, or I guess the politics and the advocacy of it. But where I'm at my happiest is actually, you know, the fact that there is just this innate thing that within us that is like makes us want to create, to be creative, and that should be seen, that should be visible, and that should be something that like we're encouraging people to be able to do easily. As much as we shouldn't leave politics to the politicians, we should leave art to the artists. All of us should be finding those creative outlets.
And Hell yeah.
And a truly creative city should be supporting excellence and making sure that everyone can have a go.
Creativity is for everyone. Hell yeah, I love that. And you've got one more song that you were going to share with me?
I've got one more song. This is Mim Jensen. This is off her debut album back in 2023. A nice, cool little indie New Zealand album that did quite well. And this was just, like, when I think of summer 2023 into 2024, this is really firmly in that. It was, again, like a daily repeat at the time. And just a song that, like, I love finding new New Zealand music, and like Aotearoa is producing still to this day so many excellent smaller artists, and I guess in my work, it's also going, how can we platform and lift them up? MIM's one of those ones that had a really solid domestic breakthrough, which is wonderful to see. But also, there are so many smaller artists doing and making wonderful music that I'm always on the hunt to find.
Yeah, let's bring out those awesome locals.
Yeah, and also Germaphobe, that's what the song is called, is just a great, great name for a song. I'm shocked more people haven't done it.
I agree. Let's have a listen. That was Germaphobe by MIM Jensen. I've been speaking with Rohan O'Neill-Stevens. Thank you so much for coming to talk to us today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. So wonderful to run our mouths whilst music was playing.
Yeah.
You missed out on a lot of great content.
We were talking about the state of criticism in New Zealand and so many other things that you'll just have to come and talk to us in person.
We've solved tall poppy syndrome. We're going to have a revival of like healthy artistic debate in this country. I mean, really, the future is looking bright.
All within one song. Thank you so much, Rohan. I really look forward to seeing what happens with the Arts Development Agency.
Thanks, Joe.
This is The Beat with Mirror in the Bathroom. That was my Queer Legend track for this episode. I usually play that track last, but I've been compiling my year-end lists. So I played that track because Dave Wakeling, who was in that band, came out in 1985 in an interview with Mother Jones as bisexual. So, as I mentioned, I've been compiling my year-end lists, and I have a best of Aotearoa, I have a best of international list, and my international list started getting so long that I had to split it out into Australian tracks. So I've got a whole bunch of great Australian tracks from this year. We're going to start with Simona Castricum's remix of Total Freefall by Hydra Fashion Week. You're listening to Loud and Queer on Fresh FM.
further every day goes. When you believe what they say, so gotta get up and get paid though. Got a free day though. Fans says I can't go. Dropping all the windows. You tell me what I handle. Try to handle. Try to gamble. I do what I want, but I don't though. The space between us and I'm.
Fresh FM. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Loud and Queer on Fresh FM. Like You Want It To, off of their album Bravo Brava, and that is on my year-end list of great queer music out of so-called Australia in 2025. Before that, on the very same list, all three of these songs, Screensaver with Upstream, and first up there you heard Simona Castricum's remix of Total Freefall by Hydra Fashion Week. I'm going to continue with Australian best ofs. This is Jules Reedy with To Breathe Lightning.
You draw me to the sky.
You are listening to Loud and Queer on Fresh FM. That was Jules Reedy with To Breathe Lightning. That is part of Loud and Queer's year-end list of best Australian tracks for the year. Thanks for listening today. I'm going to leave you with Ruby Gill and Under the Flying Foxes. I'll be back in a couple of weeks. Ka kite.
It's raining for the first time. I've been holding salt mines. Now the wound is clearing, and I am swimming slow through trees. Whistles through the window, comes to do his feasting on all the things I fear you, a warming atmosphere, and summer's almost over. Bats are flying over. We'll wake up in autumn, and I will be alone, but for you and the glow.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. visit our website freshfm.net for our contact details.